London, our favourite hotspots. Enjoy the best of London with a selection of our favourite markets, museums, parks, palaces and more.
Exhibition Road. British museums aim to be fun and interesting, not intellectual. So, while the Natural History Museum has one of the biggest collections of specimens in the world, it also has life-size animatronic dinosaurs and an earthquake simulator. Even the building is fun, with hundreds of creatures hidden in the brickwork and pterodactyl gargoyles on the roof. Next door, the Science Museum has a wonderful collection of machinery from the 19th century to the Apollo 10 space capsule. But it also has a VR journey through the cosmos and a gaming zone with the best video games of the past 50 years. Opposite, the Victoria and Albert Museum, which celebrates the decorative arts, design, and fashion, often holds exhibitions on themes such as fashion designers or the styling of pop stars such as David Bowie and Kylie Minogue.
Covent Garden. Once London's primary food market, Covent Garden is now home to designer shops. Even if they're not in your budget, it's still a beautiful place to visit and appreciate the different street performers who come here. Walk a little north along Neal Street and you will find Neal's Yard, a hidden gem owned by a hippie aristocrat who transformed it into a charming oasis of vegetarian cafes.
Sir John Sloane's Museum. Sloane was an architectural genius who used his house to experiment with space and light in the 19th century, and also to exhibit his eclectic collection of artworks and relics, including a pharaoh's sarcophagus. Today, his house is many people's favorite London museum because it is more or less a monument to British eccentricity.
Chinatown. In the heart of central London is a colourful quarter where you are instantly immersed in another world. The writing is in Chinese. The restaurants, the good ones that is, are full of Chinese families, and the choice of dim sum is simply incredible. It's easy to find as traditional Chinese gateways or pafangs mark the four entrances.
The British Museum. France and Britain both built their national collections of antiquities thanks to their empires. And increasingly, the countries they once colonized are demanding their treasures back. So now is the time to visit London and the British Museum if you want to see the Parthenon marbles, the Rosetta Stone, Ramses the Great, and much more from all over the world, all in one place and for free.
Portobello Road Market. One of the world's largest antiques markets takes place here every Saturday. The first part, around Chepstow Villas, is quite classic and expensive, but it gets cheaper and more unpredictable as you walk north along Portobello Road, taking in vintage clothes and much more.
Kew Gardens. This is possibly the world's best botanical garden. Kew's gigantic 19th century glass houses recreate tropical jungle and other environments. Outside, in the 1,200-hectare park, you can enjoy an aerial view of its collection of exotic trees, thanks to an elevated walkway 18 meters high.
Hampton Court Palace. Much of British history happened inside the walls of this 16th century palace, now fully open to the public. You can even see the royal toilet. Reputedly haunted by at least two of Henry VIII's six wives, the palace's evening ghost tour is said to be great fun.
Camden Market. With 27 million visitors a year, this vibrant mecca of street fashion is one of London's must-do attractions. It has come a long way from its 1970s origins as a Sunday market for punk and goth clothing and antiques. Now, open 7 days a week, Camden offers everything from original fashions to mass-produced rubbish imported from China. But the atmosphere is still uniquely London, and it's a great way of spending a day. With hundreds of food stalls, cafes, and bars, there's also lots of choice for vegetarians and vegans.
Highgate Cemetery. Neglected for decades, nature reconquered this 19th century cemetery and it is now celebrated for its romantic mix of vibrant life and death. Karl Marx is probably its most famous resident, and no, you don't have to be a vampire fan to love this place.
Primrose Hill. Spend an afternoon wandering around the chic independent shops and cafes of Primrose Hill. Then take a picnic to watch the sun go down over London from the park, which offers possibly the best view of the city. You'll understand why so many London-based stars of music and cinema choose to live here.
Spitalfields Market and Brick Lane. Next to London's towers of high finance is a very different world of street-level creativity. At Spitalfields Market, you will find independent creators of all sorts, fashion, jewellery, deco and more. A few minutes from here, Brick Lane is a bustling road with vintage fashion shops, curry houses, global street food stands and markets. Take a side street and you will find anything from an organic inner-city farm to a street art masterpiece.
Dennis Severs House. An eccentric named Dennis Severs bought this lovely old house in the 1970s. He devoted his life to transforming it into a recreation of London's past. Decor, sound, and odors give the impression that people from different eras still live here today. It's strange, but unique.
The Tower of London. It's a genuine medieval fortress and royal prison that contains a priceless treasure, the crown jewels of the British monarchy. They're all here to see, and nobody has yet found a way to steal them. Outside, the iconic Tower Bridge opens to let ships travel up the Thames.
The Globe Theatre. The theatre in which Shakespeare's company performed burned down in 1613. But this beautiful, historically accurate recreation opened in 1997. It has become one of London's primary theatres. Tickets start at £5, but is worth visiting just for the building itself.
Borough Market. London's oldest food market has existed since the 13th century and is still the city's best destination for gourmet street vendors. You will be tortured by the choice. Finding it is easy. Just look for the Shard, the tallest building in Western Europe. The market is right next to it.
London Eye. Like the Eiffel Tower, the London Eye was meant to be temporary, but proved too popular. Built to celebrate the millennium, it now has permanent status and offers spectacular views of the heart of London. Since it opened, more than 5,000 couples have proposed on the London Eye, and it has hosted 529 wedding ceremonies.